The next of our attributes and traits is Ohev es hatochachos. Tochacha, rebuke, is a big topic in general in Chazal, in Rishonim, and certainly in Baali Musar. And it's a big topic for us, both in terms of the Mefarshim here in Pirkei Avos, and because there is such a broad and deep and nuanced and beautiful literature on the topic. So let's dive right in. And we see right away that the different Mefarshim here in Pirkei Avos suggest two different interpretations, opposite from one another, but really flip sides of the same coin, for what this Kinyan Torah might be, to be Ohev es hatochachos, to love rebuke. The first group of Mefarshim, such as the Tiferes Yisrael and the Medrash Shmuel and others, suggest that this refers to someone who doesn't just accept rebuke, but truly loves and appreciates when people rebuke him. After all, that gives him an opportunity to grow. As the Medrash Shmuel says, "Ukasher rabo yochichuhu, lo yeboe bo kitino kabarach min ha-sefer." There's a certain immaturity, natural tendency, but really immaturity, like a little child, to resent people who point out our mistakes. And this Brisa here, Pirkei Avos, is pointing out to us that we should be the opposite. We should love and appreciate people who do this. After all, as Rav Yaakov Emden says in the Lechem Shemayim, if we have this attitude, Nimsa Lomed Chachma U'Musar Harbe. Right? This is how we'll grow. This is how we'll learn. This is how we'll really make great strides, because if we're doing anything wrong or missing something, we appreciate when people pointing this out to us. The Rosh, in his Sefer of Musar, Orchos Chaim, obviously not commenting on Pirkei Avos, but succinctly encapsulating this idea, says that someone who gets Musar, Tochacha, should be happy at hearing that, Kimotzei Shal Rav, as if you just got a incredible treasure. A number of the Mefarshim quote various psukim from Tanakh that illustrate this point, but perhaps the most consistent one quoted, in fact Rashi here in Avos quotes it, is the pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Tes, pasuk Ches, that says, "Al tochach leitz pen yisnecha." Don't give rebuke to a scoffer, a cynic, because he'll just resent it, he'll hate you. But hocheach lachacham v'yaveka. But if you give rebuke to a chacham, he will love you. Right, and I think it's a cause and effect, meaning if he's a chacham, he'll appreciate it. But also, as we're seeing, if he's the kind of person who is yahaveka, he loves and appreciates rebuke, he will become a chacham, because he will be able to grow and he will learn. So that's the first understanding. Ohev es hatochachos is you love, you genuinely appreciate when people rebuke you, when people point out your shortcomings, your mistakes, because you realize that's an opportunity to grow. However, some of the Mefarshim point out that there is a second interpretation as well. So the Medrash Shmuel himself says that there's a second possibility. Gam efshar shermaz shiyahu mehamochichim la'am. It's not talking about receiving, but rather delivering, giving rebuke. And in fact, you should love that, in essence, says our Bryson. Now, why should that be? It sounds like a power trip. You know, certain people love pointing out other people's mistakes and shortcomings, and that obviously can't be what the Bryce is referring to. So rather, says the Medrash Shmuel, you should be Ohev es hatochachot lochiach l'acherim. Yes, you should love rebuking other people, in the sense that al yomar shalom alecha nafshi. You shouldn't just say, I'm doing the right thing, what do I care about anybody else? It's an act, he understands, of genuine havas Yisrael, not a power trip, but rather, because I care about other people, it's not sufficient that just I am doing okay. I care about other people. I want them to do well as well. And therefore, says the Medrash Shmuel, "Bischar ze miskan lo razei Torah." This is such a powerful thing that you can benefit and get a Kinyan Torah from this, because you care. According to the first interpretation, the connection to Kinyan Torah is more direct. Because you accept rebuke, you will grow, and you will improve your midos, all your attributes and your learning, any way someone can improve it, help improve you. But if the understanding is that you love to rebuke, how does that help a Kinyan Torah? So here, that's what the Medrash Shmuel is saying, is that you're the kind of person that Hashem will reward, because he sees your Avas Yisrael, he sees what you care, he sees what you'll do with the learning. It's a little bit more indirect, but it gets you to the same place. Both the Ruach Chaim, Chaim Volozhiner, and the Chassid Yaivitz point out that perhaps these are not one or the other, we don't have to choose, but in fact both interpretations are correct, and perhaps that's why there is the Lashon Rabim, that's why it's a Tochachos, in plural. Lashon Rabim, as the Chassid Yaivitz says, Shehehu Nochach Umochiach. That's why it is Lashon Rabim, it's plural because it's referring to both sides of the coin. So, we could, in theory, stop here. We won't, but we could. These are basically, with a few added sources, these are the sources here on our Brisa that basically take one of these two possibilities. And some, like the Medrash Shmuel or others, mention both. Ruach Chaim, Yaivitz, connecting it to the plural Lashon. Is it that you love receiving rebuke or that you love giving rebuke? But, as I say, there, if we would stop here, it would really be robbing you of how much else is out there, not only in Sfarim written on Perkei Avos, but more generally in Chazal and in Sefer Machshava and Musar. And therefore, we'd like to have a little bit of more of an extended time going through each of those possibilities and their various nuances in a little bit of a broader and more in-depth context. So let's start with one which is a little bit shorter, but still worth contemplating, and that is under the assumption that Oyev Satochachos means giving rebuke. So let's spend a few minutes talking about that. The Gemara in Erchin, Daf Tezayin Amud Bet, which is really the locus classicus in all of Shas and all of the Gemara for Tochacho, we'll come back to this Gemara a few times, but the Gemara here has a statement, Minayin l'ro'a b'chaveiro davar meguneh shechayav l'hokichu. If you see something that's wrong, you simply are obligated. No one likes it, but you nevertheless have to do it. Shenemar hocheach tochiach. It surely must rebuke the person, the famous pasuk. Hochicho v'lo kibel, minayin shiachzer v'yochichenu. How do I know I have to go back a second time if he didn't listen to me the first time? That's not only hocheach, but tochiach. Again, b'komakom. And basically, up until the point that I'd embarrass him, virtually short of that, I am obligated to do so. So it's an actual obligation to give rebuke. However, as the Gemara in Tumbid points out, it's not just an obligation, but it is a great zechus. Says the Gemara there, Tumbid daf chav ches amud aleph, kol hamochiach es chaveiro l'shem shamayim, zoche l'chelko shel hakadosh baruch hu. Of course, that's the key point, that you're not doing it on a power trip, not doing it to hurt somebody, but rather you're doing it sincerely, l'shem shamayim. And as we saw previously, out of an avas Yisrael, you care about the people. In that case, it's a mitzvah, and you're chelek. You become a partner with Hashem. Your chelek is with Hashem. And the Gemara says not only that, moshkin alav chut shel chesed. You'll get extra kindness from Hashem if you do that. The Rambam, in a celebrated passage in Hilchos Deos Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, elaborates on not only the obligation that if you see something wrong, as the Gemara told us, you are obligated to point that out, to try to correct the person, give them rebuke. That's the mitzvah of hocheach tochiach. But the Rambam here adds how to do it. Tzarech lochicho beino levein atzmo, privately, shouldn't embarrass him. Vidar lo benachas, calmly, softly, lashon racha. V'yodiyu she'eino omer lo el tov aso, levio l'chayil mabo. You need to convey, I would say both in a direct, literal sense, but more even in your unspoken communication, that you're doing this not, again, as a power trip or to lord over the person, but on the contrary, because it's genuinely better for that person. You care about them, and this is better for them. Rambam also adds here that, very importantly, that this is such an obligation, again, based on a Gemara, the chol she'ef shabiyado limchos ve'eino mocha, hu nitpas ba'osa avon. If you could have rebuked and improved someone's behavior and you didn't, you actually take some responsibility for that sin. Came she'ef shelo limchos v'em, because you could have done something about it. The Rambam in the next halacha, Deos Vav Ches, elaborates on just not hurting people's feelings and embarrassing them. Hamocheach es chaveiro tchila lo yedaber lo koshos ad sheyach limeno. You should not embarrass that person. That's the end of the pasuk, lo tisa olav cheit. At the end, the Rambam says, if a person doesn't respond and they're doing sins which aren't public in certain ways, maybe there are times where you can even go further, but that's the basic gist of it, both in terms of the right thing to do, but also the effective way of giving rebuke. The Vilna Gaon, in his commentary to Mishlei in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf, also, he doesn't quote the Rambam, but kind of channels the Rambam in a very beautiful way, and he points out that those who are ineffective, it's because they are rebuking Bidvarim Kashim, Muvazeh. They're speaking harshly, they're embarrassing the person of Omar, and it's as if they're saying, Bifnei ma ata oseh kach, umacharif oso. Right? They embarrass them, they yell at them, they criticize them, and as a result, quite obviously, of course the person's not going to listen to you. But a tzaddik, someone who knows how to give tochacham, so there he says, he goes to the person, b'dvarim tovim, nechumim, u'mikariv oso l'torah, b'chidei shiyishma alav, v'hakol nechsofin alav, comes to him quietly, softly, nicely, out of love, and of course people want to follow him. And the Gra concludes by quoting the paradigm of this model, as we all know, it's because he was such an Oyev Shalom and Rode Shalom, everyone knew he had their best interests at heart, because he was Oyev Abrios, so as a result he was able to give Tochacha and bring people closer to Makarvan the Torah. So this is some well-known Gemara, Rambam, Vilna Gaon, elaborating on the mitzvah, and not only that, but the method of giving Tochacha. Again, it stems from Avas Yisrael. That's where the Pirkei Avos angle of Avas HaTochachos. You have to love giving rebuke in the sense that you love, you care about people and you want what's best for them. And how you speak to them and how you give the Tochacha absolutely must, both in principle and to be successful, the way you give the Tochacha must reflect that genuine love and that motivation. Okay, let's move on now to the flip side of the coin, which has even more literature, I would say. And that is the importance of being the kind of person who's willing to accept rebuke, or in the language of Perkei Avos, if this is the correct interpretation, Ahavas Tochachos, loving the fact that really truly appreciating and loving the rebuke that you get. So that same aforementioned Gemara in Erchin, Daf Tezayin and Beis, tells us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Menuri that made Ani alai shamayim aretz, he takes a shvua, he says, I can tell you about myself, harba pamim laka akiva al yadi. Many times I would rebuke, or as we'll see how he did it specifically, to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva actually got lashes because of me. Shayiti kove alav lefnei Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi, because he kept on taking him, and every time he would see something wrong with Rabbi Akiva, presumably in Rabbi Akiva's early years, he would bring him to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who would then I guess through the Sanhedrin, punish Akiva for his mistakes. But here's the key point, says the Gemara, V'chol sheken shehosafti bo ahava. The more I did it, the more Rabbi Akiva loved him. So, and then quotes again the pasuk that we saw earlier from Mishlei, Hochech l'chacham v'yaveka. That Rabbi Akiva was a chacham, again, it's a cause and effect. He had the right attitude, and because of that attitude, he became a chacham. If you really are Oheb HaTochachos, and even if a person tells you again and again different things, you actually love them even more and more because they're helping you more and more. This is also brought out by a very nice statement in the Gemara in Tamid, Daf Kof Ches Amad Aleph, where the Gemara there uses a terminology which we're familiar with from Pirkei Avos, Ezuhi Derech Yisharash Yavor LoAdam. What's the right, straight path? What's the best way for a person to choose to live life? Yeah, Habev is Tochachos. Again, using our Lashon, you should love Tochacha. You should love being rebuked. Shekozman Shetochachos Ba'olam, Nachas Ruach Ba'olam, Tova U'bracha Ba'olam, V'ra Mistalekes Min Olam. And all the good things, Ala Gitezachin, they all come from having the right attitude and being willing to accept and embrace suggestions for improvement, reproof, rebuke, because that's a reflection of the way a person will grow. The Medrash in Devarim Rabba, Parsha Aleph, Minayim Shekol Makabel Tochacha, Zoche Lebracha, right? If you have the right attitude, again, then quotes other psukim in Mishlei. But the point is the same. If you should, it's the source of all bracha, of growing, is having people help point out where you make mistakes, where you fall short, and if you have the right attitude, you will love and appreciate that. The Avos Rabbi Nosson, Perek Chavtes, says something very sharp. He says, if you have two kinds of friends, some give you tochacha and some just praise you, what should your attitude be? Says Avos Rabbi Nosson, Ahov es hamochichacha, v'senei es ha-meshabechacha. You should love the person who's giving you the critique or the rebuke, and reject or resent or hate the one who just praises you. Because that's the one who's rebuking you, who's telling you where you're falling short and how you can improve, the long run, no one likes to hear it at the time, but in the long run, he's the one bringing you to Olam Haba. The one who's telling you you're fine the way you are, in the long run, he is selling you fool's gold. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Daled, Halacha Beis, very important passage, lists five things that can prevent tshuva. And the last one, says the Rambam, is Hasoneis HaTochachos. If you hate rebuke, then you're never going to grow. You'll never do tshuva. Sharilo hiniyach lo derech tshuva. How could you possibly do tshuva if you don't accept rebuke from others, musa from others? Shetochacha goremes l'tshuva. Shebizman shemodin lo adam chet av u'machlim enoso chozer b'tshuva. If you have the right attitude and you are open to people's insight and critique of you, that's how you'll grow. That's how you'll get better. That's how you will do tshuva. We mentioned previously the Gra and Mishlei and Perek Yud, so he has both sides of the coin. We previously mentioned what the Gra said about the importance of giving a tochacha and what that shows, but he also says why it's important to receive tochacha. You have to be willing to receive it and not just listen to it, but genuinely act on it. And he points out something very interesting. There's a Gemara that says that Tamid Chachamim are kasha kabarzel, are hard like iron or like steel. So what exactly does that mean? So he suggests that what it means is, very interesting, he says, unlike something soft, which if you push it, it will indent immediately, but then eventually, after a short period of time, it will choser liot kibirushona, it will go back to its original shape. Tamachacham can be a little bit more stubborn, right? A person who is, you know, thought about their actions, takes life seriously, so they're not necessarily just going to immediately jump because someone else has jumped. It's like a barzel. It's not easy to dent it. Nevertheless, if you truly show the person that they made a mistake, im asu bo nekev, if you really can make an impact and indent, eino nistam hanekev meshu nase b'davar kosha, then it'll actually stay. It'll be permanent. A person will take the tochacha, take the rebuke, and if it's really genuine and well-placed, he will actually allow it to, quote-unquote, indent him, create the nekev, and he's like barzel, because once he does that, it won't just go back. Other people might just flatter you and say, okay, sure, no problem. You know, they allow that impact initially, but it's going to, you know, go back quickly. But here, the opposite, says the Gra. A person who's serious may not respond initially, but if they are serious and you present them a real case, they will respond and they will make permanent attempts to change. Some of the Mefarshim gives a very simple, but I think because they're so simple, they're actually powerful mishalim for what our attitude should be. Rav Avadya Yosef says very simply that you should look at someone who's giving you rebuke as like a mirror. And just like you'd have a mirror and you check it out before, you know, each day before you leave your house, you check the mirror to make sure that, you know, maybe parts of your body or your clothing you can't necessarily see without the mirror, but you kind of, you know, turn it at an angle and use that mirror to see things in the back or the side of you. And if you were about to go outside and you saw some schmutz, some dirt, you know, you'd be able to clean it off. Would you hate the mirror? Would you resent it? So too says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yutes, Ein Adam Roa Chov Al Atzmo. We can't always see our own deficiencies. So if someone else can point them out to us, he's like a mirror. You know, we may not like what we see, but we certainly don't take that out on the mirror. On the contrary, we're appreciative if it can help us improve. Rav Matisyahu Solomon similarly gives two different mishalim. One is if a person is, you know, on his way somewhere that he's not familiar with, and little does he know he's actually walking in the wrong direction. So if someone actually points out his mistake, you know, you're wrong, you're going in the wrong direction, we won't resent him for that. On the contrary, if he hadn't told us, we never would have gotten to our destination. So we actually thank him for giving us the right directions. Or he says something, you know, similar to Rabbi Avadya said previously. He said, if you were about to go meet the king, and you didn't realize that you had a spot on your clothing, and you would have been embarrassed, but then someone pointed out to you, again, you wouldn't resent them for that. On the contrary, you'd be appreciative. So too, ohevas ha-tochachos, we should appreciate and love receiving rebuke and people who give us that rebuke, because that's how we're going to grow, and that's how we're going to get better. Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the Baal Torah Tamima. So in his commentary here in Pirkei Avos, the Baruch She'amar, he adds an interesting nuance, a little bit of a twist as to why it's so important. Everything we've seen until now has been pretty straightforward, that, you know, no one knows all of their own faults. We can't see it always. If someone's pointing it out, instead of being resentful, we should be appreciative and love them for it, and love the critique, because that's how we'll get better. But the Baruch She'amar, who I think agrees to that, but he adds something, a little bit of a nuance. And he says, listen, if you love rebuke and you respond to it in a positive way, not only will you grow, but that will encourage people to then point things out in the future because they saw you responded in a receptive way. But if on the contrary, you ignore it, or let alone you resent and react in a very negative way to the person who rebukes you, then you'll never grow. Why? Not only because you won't grow in that initial time, but eventually people will stop rebuking you. They'll see, well, what's the point in telling this guy anything? He's not going to listen anyway. And to some extent, they'll be right, as the Gemara in Yevamo says, Daf Samachay, Kishem Shemitzvah Lomar Davar Hanishma, Kach Mitzvah Shelo Lomar Davar Sheino Nishma. If they see you're not listening, so it's not only is it pointless, it may even be the wrong thing to do to keep on telling you. Sometimes you have to know when to give up. That's what the Gemara basically says. So as a result, if people see that you're not going to listen, you're not going to respond well, maybe you'll be resentful of them, to use what the Medrash Shmuel said, we saw at the outset of this year, you're boetlo, you know, you're resentful, you someone kick them, or, you know, react negatively, like a little child running out of school. If you have that attitude, so you won't grow in the short term, but you also won't grow in the long term, because the people will just give up on you, and they'll stop pointing out anything, or caring about you, and then you really be stuck, admired in sin, without any chance for a improvement or a refuah. So, if this seems to be so straightforward and obvious, and those three mashalim of the mirror and getting lost and such, I mean, it's so obvious and straightforward. But how come most of us are not this way? Why is this a special attribute to be ohev eset hochos? So, obviously, part of it is ego and insecurity. But I think there's also another nuance, which is that sometimes, because of that ego or, you know, insecurity, our yetzer hara doesn't just say, well, you know, who are you, I'm already perfect. I don't need to improve, right? That's too obviously, it's just too silly. So what's a more subtle and sophisticated way of it is that we kind of shoot the messenger in the sense that we can dismiss the rebuke because of the imperfections of the messenger. This seems to come out of the Gemara again, that same Gemara we've mentioned a few times in Erechin of Tezayin Mud Beis, where Rabbi Tarfon says, Tamay ani im yesh bedor hazeh shemakabel tochacha. That's the version of the Gemara we have. Can anyone, the Shita Mekubetzeh says it refers to giving tochacha, but in our standard Vilna Shas, he says, I can't imagine who nowadays can accept tochacha. After all, he says, if a person will say to you, tol kisein mebein einecha, take out this little splinter from between your eyes, Rashi says that's a metaphor for even a small sin, Amarlo, you say back to him, instead of responding, thank you, or doing the thing that he recommends you to do, but instead you respond, tol kora mibein einecha, take the beam, as Rashi says, take the bigger sin out of your eyes. In other words, when someone points out our imperfections, our response, our instinct, either we literally articulate it, or I would suggest we more commonly just think of it, which is, who is he to tell me? Look at that guy. Who does he think he is? He's a sinner. He does plenty of his own sins, as bad or worse. So I don't need to listen to him. Now, if you think about it, the Gemara is criticizing such a person, right? Ezu, you know, who could be makabel tochacha? This is what we usually do. We just dismiss it because of the imperfections of the one who's giving rebuke. However, is that really a mistake? I mean, doesn't the Gemara tell us about Metzia, about Basra, Kshot Atzmacha, Tchila, v'achar kach kshod acherim? You know, first perfect yourself before you try to perfect other people. I mean, if a person really has a kora bein einecha, he shouldn't be pointing out to someone that they have a kisem bein einecha. Shouldn't you first fix yourself? So Rav Matasyahu Solomon in his Matnas Chaim explains that what you see from this Gemara is something very, maybe obvious once he says it, but very important. And that is that the essence, true essence of being a makabel, let alone an ohev tochachos, is something deeper. There's something that is based on an even deeper, more fundamental characteristic, and that is that you are a mevakesh emes. You want the truth, you want to grow, that's what you care about. And in that case, you will accept the truth. If you really have that midah, no matter who the source is, even if the one who's giving the rebuke has his own faults. As the Mishnah in Avos Perek Daled Mishnah Daled says, Ezohi Chacham, right, based on the pasuk of Komalam de Hiskalti, Halomein Mikol Adam, right? If you learn from every person, as the pasuk in Tilum says, Mikol Malam de Hiskalti, and as the pasuk there in Tilum concludes, Ki Edosecha Sichali, and as Rav Matisyahu elaborates, you see from that pasuk that the Ikar is the message, Edosecha, not the messenger, right? The Ikar is the message, not the messenger. Right? I care about Edosecha. What's the right thing to do that you're telling me? I don't care about that. Matzah Yisrael Salman doesn't quote it, but it's reminiscent of the phrase, which you can find in many Sfarim, but perhaps most famously attributed to the Rambam and his Hakdamar L'Shemona Prokim, the Shama Ha'emes Mimi Sha'amra. Right? You should accept the truth from whoever says it. So if you are really a Mavakesh Emes, so it's true that from the perspective of the person giving rebuke, you know, Kshot Atmacha Tchila, first he should worry about himself. But the bottom line was, if a person did point something out, it's pure folly to be worrying about whether he's the right messenger or not. The only thing that should matter is it MS or is it not? Is there something that's true in what he's saying that I need to improve? And if a person really cares about the truth, then he has a high bar, and that's what he really wants to grow. The Chazon Ish, in a letter, Kuf Nun Dalid, so I'm not talking about this directly, but he has a very striking statement. He's talking about the Gemara and Bamatzia about how Rabbi Yochanan was so upset when his Harusa Reish Lakish died, and they got him new Harusas who agreed with everything he said. And he says, "No, I don't need that. I already know what I think. Reish Lakish would ask me a million questions. He would challenge me. That's what I miss." So says the Chazon Ish, "Teva Chachamim lehis aneg al meisve yoser mitanya namahachi." It's a great line if you're familiar with Gemara terminology. But the nature of a true chacham is someone who gets more pleasure out of being challenged with a question than by someone giving him support. So if that's true in learning, because again, he really cares about the truth, so questions can help clarify and confirm that. So it's also true when it comes to rebuke. Another point to mention, beyond this broader point, is that as much as it's important for rabbis, right, who's usually giving rebuke, it's the rabbi, it's the rebbe, but the truth is that, and that's important, we should be open to that, but there are people who can even be better messengers. Chaim Volozhiner, we had this shiur, I think, in the first season, Shmias Ozen was one of the 48 Darchei Kinyan Torah. And what does that mean to be important to hear, to listen? So there, Reb Chaim Volozhiner made the point that you should listen to your friends and accept that truth from Mikol Milamdai, from wherever you hear it from. Or Reb Yonatan Eibshitz in the Yaros Davash also says that pleasant and thoughtful and sincere rebuke from a friend is even more powerful than from a teacher. And I think we know this from our own experiences, that if we have someone that we can trust, we know really cares about us, so contemporaries and colleagues can often have a greater impact, and we take their words, especially when we're younger, even more seriously than we may take a rabbi or a teacher. Additionally, even more powerful, if a friend may be more powerful than a teacher, even more powerful than a friend, points out Rabbi Lau in his Yachel Yisrael, that first and foremost, a person must be a self-critic. Do a periodic cheshbon hanefesh. As the Gemara in Brachos, Tav Zayin points out, Tova mardus achos belibo shel adam yoser mikama malkuyos. That even more than many malkuyos, or the next opinion of the Gemara, even 100 lashes, is the mardus achos belibo, is the genuine feeling of regret, rebuke, and contrition that a person feels in his own heart. The Perush HaRif on the Ein Yaakov says that what the Gemara is telling us is, even if the 100 or the 1,000 lashes will work, it's not saying it won't work, it's saying even when it works, it's still better if it comes from you, because that's really truly me'ava, that's more integral. Moreover, a person knows his own weaknesses better than anyone else, as the Pasuk in Mishlei teaches us, Lev Yodea Maris Nafsho. For many reasons, a person can't just count on other people to help them and point out their, foibles. But to be a self-critic in a healthy, balanced way, but in a healthy way, is actually very profound. A number of years ago on Tisha B'Av, in the Kinos, I shared this basic idea in an unbelievable insight that I had seen in the name of Rav Shach. The well-known Gemara in Nedarim talks about how it says that Shelo Barchu B'Torah Tchila, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because the people didn't make the Brachas HaTorah. So that's a shocking statement in its own right. But before that, the Gemara says that they asked, Hashem asked the Nevi'im, what was the sin that brought the Chorban? And the prophets didn't know. Hashem asked the Chachamim, and they didn't know. Nobody knew until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, Al Ozmam Es Torasi, Hainu Shelo Barchu B'Torah Tchila, until Hashem himself said that. So Rav Shach apparently asked that if even the Nevi'im didn't know, if even the Chachamim didn't know, so how could the people be punished? How could they have been expected to know? That's not fair. It wasn't like the Nevi'im were giving them rebuke. It wasn't like the Chachamim were giving them rebuke. No one told them anything. They didn't. The Nevi'im and the Chachamim didn't even know it was the Avera. So how could he say I'm punished for that if my leaders didn't even tell me? So says Rav Shach, we see from here that a person understands his own chisronos better than any Chacham and even better than a Navi. And therefore, whether someone else pointed out to you or not, ultimately, you know. And they knew. And therefore, they were responsible. Rav Shach is quoted there as saying that when I came up with this idea, when I came to this understanding of the Gemara, I felt as if the walls of my house were shaking. It was such a powerful, earth-shattering, inspiring insight, and scary insight, that Rav Shach was really quite moved by this insight. And I think it's a very beautiful insight into that Gemara Nedarim, but really, as Rabbi Lau said, it really goes back to this Gemara in Brachos, and it's very, very important. So it's important to be an Ohev es HaTochachos for all the reasons that we've seen, but it's also important to be open no matter who's giving you the Tochacha, whether they're perfect or not. It's not relevant. Only care about what you can do to do better. Number two is, if you have friends who do that, that can be even more powerful sometimes, and more powerful than anything else can be the Tochacha, the healthy self-criticism, self-reflection, cheshbon nefesh, that we give ourselves. To conclude, I just want to mention an amazing, amazing essay that Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, the famous Mir Mashiach, mentions in his Sefer, Da'as Torah, Am Parshas Yisro. In many ways, the story of Yisro and his comments to Moshe and Jewish people about the whole judicial system are really a perfect example, an ideal example of Tochacha. And it's in fact using that story that Rav Yerucham Levavitz really makes these points. And he says, number one is you see the importance of being a Shomea Tochachos. And again, I want to just read some of his words. I know the shir has gone a little bit longer than usual, but it's really worth it. It's Kedai. Says Rav Yerucham Levavitz, this idea of accepting Tochacha, Asher kol chaye ha'adam talui b'yesod zeh. All of life, in a sense, is dependent on this. Ki mi hu asher zacha lios min ha-moshlim b'yitzram. How many people can really say, I need no rebuke, I'm perfect, I have so utter self-control. Eich im kein, and if we're not so perfect, if we don't always have self-control, we know we're not perfect and we make mistakes, im kein, how could a person, eich im kein yiv nevi yismo chachav maso shelo, how can you just rely on your own chachma, your own wisdom, I'll figure out my mistakes, I'll figure out the ways to do better. And this is so necessary, so central, as he says, kol chai ha'adam toli b'yisodah. That's why he says the story of Yisro is before Matan Torah. Now, what does that mean? So, as you may know, famous machlokas and mafarshim there in Yisro. Did Yisro come before Matan Torah? Did he come after Matan Torah? When exactly did he join the Jewish people? But Rav Yerucham says whether historically he came before or not, the way the Torah presents this discussion at the beginning of the parsha before Matan Torah, what do we see from this? That inyan shel shomea tochachos zeh hakdama l'kol haTorah kula. Wow, what a statement. The Jewish people, Moshe, they accepted Yisro's tochacha, and it was important that we learn about this before the Torah, because this is a necessary introduction, a precondition to all the entire Torah, because we have to be willing to hear better advice, critiques, rebuke from other people. And he says, listen, Moshe listened to Yisro. And that means that whatever Moshe's original thoughts were, but apparently he had made a mistake. And, you know, Yisro's comments were not just as the Torah itself seems to describe, you know, legal strategy, what's the best way to have a legal system. But as Rashi says there on Pasuk Yud Gimel, when Yisro points out that Moshe, you know, is sitting and everyone else is standing, he says, Yoshev kemelech v'kulan omdim. Says, you know, how it's not appropriate that you're just sitting and everyone's standing. Hoksha hadarvel Yisrael, this bothered Yisrael. She had mezalzel b'chvodan shal Yisrael, v'hochichu al kach. It's a gazilzel, it was not fair, it was disrespectful to the Jewish people. So that's a pretty stark thing to say. And who was the one who said it? Who was the one who said it? Yisrael, a recent convert, a new person. You know, and as we all know, everyone makes the same joke. His father-in-law. And nevertheless, Moshe and the Jewish people listened and they took heed. And we see from this an unbelievably important thing, says Rirucham, that no one is perfect, not even Moshe. Everyone makes mistakes, even when well-intentioned. And if someone points that out to us, we have to be a Shomea Tochachos, an Ohevas Tochachos. As he points out, Dafkim Yodim Heitiv Kia Tos Metsuya. Once we realize, we have to be, why are we so insecure? Why are we so defensive? We have to realize, Hatos Metsuya, everyone makes mistakes. Even Moshe made a mistake, so why should we be so bad if we made a mistake? If Yisro can point out something to Moshe and he can listen, so if someone else points out something to us, then we should listen. So on the one hand, the Yisro story primarily tells us the importance of being Shomea and being Ohevas HaTochachos. Look what Moshe, look what the Jewish people did. They were willing to listen to Yisro. But at the same time, it also says Rav Yerucham, highlights the importance of giving Tochacha. You think this was easy for Yisro? No, but rather he did it out of love. Ki bli ahava ein zu tochacha ela haktana. Really, an unbelievably powerful and important line. If you give rebuke to someone without love, that's not tochacha, that's just bringing them down. That's haktana, that's denigrating them. The key between tochacha and haktana, it's all about how you give it and why you give it, if it's out of love or not. After all, he says, the alternative, not giving the rebuke, that itself is an expression of apathy or worse, perhaps hatred. Would you let someone drown and not help? E tochacha mekora besina gedola, says Rabbi Yerucham. Not giving tochacha, you think you're being so nice, you don't want to criticize them, but that's a certain apathy or worse, maybe even a sina gedola. After all, if you love someone, lo yimaleit b'shum ofen kire b'kilkulo v'lo yuchichenu. You see someone doing something wrong, hurting themselves, you're not going to help them? Hatovea b'yam lo yitachin l'amon merachok v'lo la'atzilo. You see someone drowning, why wouldn't you help? Of course you help. So you have to not only be willing to receive tochacha, as Moshe and the Jewish people did, but when necessary and even when awkward, if you truly love and care about the other person, you must be willing to give tochacha as well. So what we've seen here in quite amount of depth is that two interpretations of our Braisa, Ohevas HaTochachos, is that you should love getting rebuke because it's an opportunity to grow and get your Kinyan Torah and improve, or is it Ohevas HaTochachos, you should love giving rebuke, again, not obviously out of power or lording over people or being cynical, but rather because you genuinely care about them, and if you see something that's wrong with them, it's out of genuine love and care that you should want to point that out because you care about them. And if you do that, then you will be the kind of person who is worthy of getting the Kinyan Torah or the secrets, the Razi HaTorah, that the Medrash Shmuel had mentioned.